Welcome back. I have another sample here for you guys. It's called Family Secrets. Let me know. Chapter 1, The Funeral. It was a hot summer day. As the Cook family stood in the graveyard listening to the preacher comfort them in their time of bereavement, they were saying goodbye to the head of the Cook family, Sherman, or Papa Cook, as they all called him. It was rather strange funeral because no one was sad, crying, or pitching a fit, though with good reason. Papa Cook was the furthest thing you could ever see in a real papa. Granted, he was a mean old fart, but he did one thing right. He pre-ordered his funeral arrangements and spent very little on it. He said in a note left with his lawyer, "There's no need to make the funeral business any richer. Use the money to better you." It was the best and only advice the old man had ever given in his entire life. Once the dirt started being thrown on top of the coffin, Papa Cook's wife, Leanne, and Mama Cook walked away so fast you'd have thought she was being chased. Confused by her actions, the preacher trailed behind her. "Leanne, a word, please," the preacher said, stopping her in her tracks. "What is it, Milton? I can't stand this place any longer," Mama Cook replied in an annoyed tone. "You making a scene. Must you be so harsh and cold? After all, he is still your husband," Preacher Milton scolded. "Now you listen to me. That man was a lot of things, but he was surely no husband, and I don't care what the court record says. You and I both know what and who he was, so don't you speak to me as if he was a saint. Don't forget, you two were just alike, and yet here you are dressed like a saint. If you know what's good for yourself, you would let me be free," Mama Cook fussed. "All right, now you listen to me. You're making a scene, and it's going to raise questions. If I go down, so do you. Your threats lost his bargaining chip the minute you put Sherman in the grave. I'm only trying to help keep us both free. So drop a tear and stop acting like the cold-hearted person you truly are," Preacher Milton explained, furthering Mama Leanne's anger. "Mama Leanne, are you ready?" asked an approaching voice. "Yes, Henry," Mama Leanne replied as she readjusted her dress and cleared her throat. Henry was Leanne and Sherman's eldest son. She had him when she was a young girl. Altogether, Leanne and Sherman had 7 sons, but 12 pregnancies. The remaining pregnancies resulted in mysterious deaths. By age, they were Henry, Carlton, Frank, Patrick, Prince, Leonard, and Todd. Henry held on to his mama while escorting her to his car. They were headed to see the family's attorney, while the remaining family members went to her house for dinner. Mama didn't want to waste any time finding out about her financial status. Papa Cook kept the money and other important information from her. She didn't even know what the man did for a living, and he only gave her what she needed. She was so nervous of her status now that he was gone. When they arrived at the law firm, they were immediately greeted and seated in front of Miss Diamond Baxter, owner of Diamond Law Firm and Associates. Papa Cook retained her when he fell ill a few months ago. "My condolences, ma'am. How are you?" Diamond asked, trying to be sympathetic. "I'll be better if you can tell me if I'm broke or not," Mama Leanne huffed. "Well, let's get right to it then," Diamond said in a shock. "I'm sorry. My mother has had a long day," Henry tried to explain. "Don't apologize for me or make excuses. I meant what I said. We're here for a reason, are we not? She's paid, isn't she?" Mama Leanne fussed. "Mama, please," embarrassed Henry begged. "It's fine. I have your file right here. Mr. Cook came in and cashed in all of his assets, which totaled to $2.5 million. He left it all to you, Henry, including the house. There's no mention of you, ma'am. I'm sorry," Diamond said sadly. "Well, that is just like the bastard," Mama Leanne scolded. "I want $2 million given to my mother and the house signed over to her immediately," Henry said. "Don't be a fool, Henry. I can manage. I'll just get a job or something," Mama Leanne stated. "You will do no such thing. We won't even speak of this anymore. It's my choice and not yours," Henry said with a stern voice. "Well, I can't stay in that house, and you should burn it," Mama Leanne stated as she folded her arms across her chest. "Burn it? Is the memory of us that much of a problem for you, Mama?" concerned Henry asked. "Memories of you? Child, this isn't about you, or your siblings for that matter. Have you ever wondered why we never went downstairs? There's a lot you don't know about your father, and I would like to keep it that way, Mama Leanne explained. All set. I've transferred everything, and all is in Miss Cook's name, except the $500,000, which I have right here for you. Would you like it deposited into your bank account? Diamond asked. Yes, that would be great, Henry said. When the transaction was complete, Diamond stood and shook both of their hands. She was disappointed with not gaining any new clients from the Cooks, but she was glad to see Miss Cook happy. Once outside, Mama Leanne gave Henry a huge heartfelt hug. She was never one to ask her children for anything and always felt that she should be given to them instead of the other way around. To see that her eldest son felt differently about that notion made her emotional. Mama, what did you mean when you said that there is a lot that we don't know about Papa Cook? I mean, I know that the man was mean and he never showed any emotions, but what are you saying? Henry asked. Don't worry about it. Just get rid of the house. Now take me there so I can find me a new home, Mama Leanne said as she walked ahead of Henry. The two of them drove home in silence, but Henry couldn't shake the question. Mama Leanne could see that he was not going to leave the subject alone. She told herself that she would tell him in her timing and not his. When they arrived at the house, they fellowshipped with the remaining funeral visitors and did not speak of the issue anymore for that day.